Good morning. Can you all see me? Good morning. So welcome to morning prayer this morning. The topic to this morning will be servant leadership. And my name is Jimmy Choi. For those who don't know me, I'm the leader of McCain House Church. So then we're going to go straight to the video now.
And James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came up to him and said to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." And he said to them, "What do you want me to do for you?" And they said to him, "Grant us to sit one at your right hand and one at your left in your glory." Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or to be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized?" And they said to him, "We are able." And Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink you will drink, and with the baptism with which I am baptized you will be baptized. But to sit at my right hand or at my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared." And when the ten heard it, they began to be indignant at James and John. And Jesus called them to him and said to them, "You know that those who are considered rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. But it shall not be so among you. But whoever would be great among you must be your servant, and whoever would be first among you must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." And they came to Jericho, and as he was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a great crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." And throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. And Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man said to him, "Rabbi, let me recover my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Go your way. Your faith has made you well." And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him on the way.
Okay, thank you for that video. So let me backtrack a bit. I forgot to do the opening prayer. Let me start with that again, and then we'll get into the video and the other passages. So let's just close our eyes. Dear Heavenly Father, make me a servant, Lord. May I never strive for greatness in the world or in the church. Help me to serve, not to be served. Lord, I want to see the world through your eyes, not mine. I want to see. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay. Now, to the devotion part. Let me just read that, and then I'll also read the Romans passage. if you have the app with you. From that video, the devotion says, by nature, while water flows downwards, man looks upwards. Who wouldn't be hoping for a promotion or pay rise early? Who doesn't want to be served? There was no surprise that the disciples set their mind on the same thing. Among the three closest disciples of Jesus, James and John showed off their intention of taking high positions, so they asked Jesus for a promotion. Jesus did not reject them, but warned them of the right mindset regarding leadership. Firstly, they should prepare to pay the price. Secondly, promotion is the gift of the Lord. Thirdly, no manipulation of power. Lastly, a leader should have a mentality of servanthood. Then they ask the question, he should be a servant to others. Do you agree with Jesus? Do you have the right mindset when getting promoted? So let me just read the passage, Romans 10, 1 to 13. So if you have the passage in front of you. Brothers, my heart's desire and prayer to God for them is that they may be saved. For I bear them witness with they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For being ignorant of the righteousness of God and seeking to establish their own, they did not submit to God's righteousness. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. For Moses writes about the righteousness that is based on the law, that the person who does the commandments shall live by them. But the righteousness based on faith says, do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down. Or who will ascend into the abyss? That is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. For the heart, for the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. For the scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Amen. So there's a lot actually in today's passages. So as I mentioned, today's passage and what we're looking at is servant leadership. It's actually quite a big topic in terms of, you know, what to go through. But let me just try and walk through some of the key elements. Obviously, the way I think about this topic is Pastor Sam's discussed a lot recently about, for example, Ravi Zachariah and Carl Lentz. And a lot goes to the heart of, you know, some of the failings, whether it be in the church, in the workplace, in our world. And this really comes down to the heart of servant leadership. If we look at the Bible and just from our perspective, we've got to go to look at the greatest of all time, the GOAT of servant leadership, which is clearly Jesus. And so let me reflect on that a bit. And we've seen in the book of John throughout where Jesus really showed that style of leadership, which is, you know, washing the feet of the disciples. So if you look at the passage, the Mark passage 10:35 onwards, there are seven key points that I took away, and I just wanted to share that with you before I get into the version. If you look at the first part is James and John, you know, they're asking for a promotion clearly. And what they're asking for from the perspective of, you know, they're asking to be basically closer to Jesus. So they're not asking for something that's too far out there, but also, you know, what it looks like is their ask is a bit naive. That's the first thing. And a lot of these principles, if you read through the passage, can be related to, you know, the world that we live in, not just in the church sense or biblical sense. And the second takeaway, you know, what are they asking for? They're asking for proximity to Jesus, power, more preeminence than the others. The third thing, clearly the others get upset when they hear about this, that they're trying to basically move ahead of the pack, you know, be more political, if you will. The fourth takeaway, Jesus defines what leadership should be. And if you look at on page, passage 40, 45, he clearly says, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." So that's the clear, that's the main passage for me. So he's clearly laying, Jesus laying out that serving is a leadership is about serving, and he's coming to serve, and he alludes to a cost to that, which obviously alludes later to the cost that Jesus will pay for us. And I like the fifth point I like is Jesus says, "It's not mine to give. The Lord our God chooses us, and it's up to the Lord," which if you think about it, it's, you know, happens in the workplace all the time also. You know, you ask for a promotion in the workplace, they always say, well, you know, the boss always says, well, I'd love to give you one, but it's up to the management committee. So I love passage five. It's a great one where Jesus says, look, it's not mine to give. It's up to the Lord. Number six, there's a cost of leadership. Jesus paid the ultimate price. And I think that reflects, obviously, Jesus, you know, paid the ultimate price. But I think important to understand there is a cost of any leadership, basically roles. Seven, which was from passage 45, we came to serve and not to be served. So today's devotion from, you know, the kind of seven key takeaways that I took is for me personally, you know, servant leadership is a difficult one in the sense that it took a long time for me to undo the mutually exclusiveness of the world, the workplace, and then the church. In my mind, the church, you do a certain way as the Bible says, and in the world, especially in the workplace and in finance, very difficult to try and live this type of lifestyle in the beginning, especially when you're trying to get ahead. We're all James and John. We all turn up at work asking for more, asking for the next promotion, because that's just the way we're wired. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I thought about the opening prayer too, where it says, which I kind of disagree, where it says, you know, let us not be great. I personally think that we should be great or strive to be great in everything we do. God's given us a certain talent, put us in a position. So we should strive to be great, but remembering these principles of servant leadership. And it's interesting how these days servant leadership has become a trend. If you Google it, servant leadership has become principles of leading in the workplace, of just general principles. So people have taken biblical principles and now put them into, you know, management courses, leadership courses. But if you just read the Bible, it's all there. So it's really trendy now to have things like empathy, love, you know, things like that, which are fundamental principles from, you know, this passage. So for me, the journey over time was really after becoming a house church leader. Because at the same time, I think a house church leader really taught me the principles of this. And just understanding that you need to really invest in people. And you're really there to do a job out of a different way rather than just telling people what to do. In the workplace. So those things came to me for me personally, and that was the journey for me. And if you look at Jesus as well, when I just reflect back on this topic and the Bible, I mean, Jesus and the disciples was a clear, classic, flat leadership structure. I mean, if you look at that, Jesus was a peer, he was a servant, he was the ultimate boss. I mean, he played that very well. And if you look at the structure to get to God, you just got Jesus. You got one management layer. While, you know, in the world, in other areas, even in churches, I mean, you look at the structure of the leadership. I mean, there's so many layers to get to, you know, certain people or persons. But if you look at how Jesus structured it, I mean, that's the flat leadership structure. That's clearly a great structure right there. And at the end of the day, I mean, these are my key things that, again, that kind of I wanted to summarize for you all of servant leadership. And what I've taken away is the first and foremost important thing is Jesus must be the center and everything is given by God. I think you got to really, whether it be in the workplace, world, church, if you think that and you understand that, I think every action that you do in leadership will reflect that. So key things that I've taken is I invest in people's lives now. And this started a journey for me, as I said, not just from house church, then into workplace. And so at work now, some colleagues and myself, we have a workplace testimony where we really try to reflect on what God is doing, calling us to do in the workplace, and trying to basically minister and so forth. So, you know, key things that the way I try to lead is, you know, I invest in people's lives. I actually try to get to know them, understand them, you know, before you can, i.e. tell them, you know, try to give them direction, try to be their boss, to really understand what motivates them. And that gives you a relationship. Second thing is I care, you know, I care about them. For those of you who know me, you know, back in the old days, I probably didn't really want to hear anyone's problems. Probably still don't want to hear too many problems either. But, you know, I think my motivation now is I'm more motivated by understanding, love, and empathy, and I genuinely want to help people grow. So I hope, you know, these are the key. I hope, you know, you take these away as well. That's the second one. Third one, you know, I go out of my way to lead them at, and at the same time to serve them. So I try to lead as I want someone else to lead me as well, and I try to think about that. And then I'm also motivated by trying to spread the good word. So in the workplace, what am I doing there? Why am I in this leadership position? What do I do every day? I try to reflect and be motivated that God has put us there for a reason. And if there's an opening to bring people to Jesus. The other important thing I think as part of servant leadership is to take feedback and recalibrate. I think that's the important point. You know, I think to understand when people say something and give you feedback that you got to take it well and recalibrate as a leader. I think that's a fundamental point as well. And again, and the last point is really to have impact on people, impact in the world, and really reflect on what we are doing. And at the end of the day, a lot of this is we're willing to give it ourselves to meet another person's need. So those are my kind of key takeaways from the passage today and when I look at servant leadership and the book of Mark that we've just gone through. So hopefully, you know, that's helpful to you all this morning. So why don't we reflect on that, and I call the worship to start. And I just want you to, as we worship, to really resonate on that word of servant leadership, that why we're here. Everyone is a leader in some shape or form, in the workplace, in, you know, whether it be schools, whatever we do, it could be clubs, it could be our friendships. There are certain leadership positions that God has given us. And I think to really look at these principles and to really go to the heart of it is very important. So I mean, with that, I'll maybe ask Thaddeus to go through the worship.
Sacrifice of a broken heart, Jesus, what can can I give? What can I bring to so faithful a friend, to so loving a king? Savior, what can be said? What can be sung as a praise of your name for the things you have done? Oh, my words could not tell, not even in part, of the debt of love that is owed by this thankful heart. Deserve my every breath, for you've paid the great cost, giving up your life to death, even death on a cross. You took all my shame away, there defeated my sin, open up the gates of heaven and have beckoned me in. Jesus, what can I give? What can I bring to so faithful a friend, to so loving a king? Savior, what can be said? What can be sung as a praise of your name for the things you have done? Oh, my words could not tell, not even in part, of the debt of love that is owed by this thankful heart. Jesus, what can I give? What can I bring to so faithful a friend, to so loving a king? Savior, what can be said? What can be sung as a praise of your name for the things you have done? Oh, my words cannot tell, not even in part, of the debt of love that is owed, of the debt of love that is owed, of the debt of love that is owed by this thankful heart.
Amen. Now turning to the prayer for today. Pray for those in our community with cancer and sicknesses. Let's just lift up them up. Move to the second slide. Just pray for those in our community, for those who have illnesses, but also for salvation as well. Next slide of names. Let's move to the next slide. For those looking for jobs in our community, just lift up our brothers and sisters, really ask for favor, doors to open. So let's lift them up. Let's move to the next slide. Let's lift up our mission focus, China for SP Beijing, Pastor Hyunsu, and SP Shanghai, P. Ricky Chongs, and the churches. So let's lift up our China-based mission focus. Let's lift up the board. There's P. Sam, P. Nate, Kiwon, P. Jack, B. Lam, Connie, Sue, Marcus Wong, Sandy, Aaron, Max, and Monica. Just lift up the board, ask for protection, wisdom as well, and all the decisions they make, that they're godly. Continue to move, you know, SP in the direction that God wants us to move in. Just lift them up. Let's lift up fellowship, the young adults, men's ministry, and women's ministry. So let's lift up those ministries. Let's also lift up SP 2.0, the building and resources, benefactor, and to get a benefactor and the vision fund. Let's just lift up the SP building fund. Let's lift up the house churches today: Bluepool, Fortress, Happier Valley, Lido, Lion Rock, New Conduit, TST, Ventrist, Westfield. And even though it's not there, of course, you have to pray for McCain because it's me today. So let's lift them up. Let's lift up the house churches. Let's lift up Hong Kong as well, the final one on the board. Let's lift up our city, our country here, and just really pray that, you know, obviously COVID is happening and just the businesses suffering. Just lift up Hong Kong and those in need. Just lift up our city. Amen. So let me close out with the final prayer. But just, you know, those of you listening, I hopefully want you to reflect on the message of servant leadership and some of the key principles and really think through that and what we discussed. And maybe you could try and figure out how to apply those biblical principles in any leadership position that you're in or you're faced with. And it really comes down to just understanding, you know, that Jesus is at the center, why we're here, and to just apply those kind of four or five key principles that I gave out in everything we do. So hopefully to pray on that, reflect on that, and read the passage again. And there's a lot in there that we can unpack that God, you know, that Jesus has given us and how Jesus acts as a leader. That, you know, other people of the world have now taken and turned into best-selling management courses. So it's a freebie. It's right there. So we should really look at that. So let me just close us out in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray for unity for those who might hold different views than our own. We pray especially for the political realm, that you might grant us the heart to love those who think and act differently. May we embrace the spirit of reconciliation in you. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen. Thank you for joining this morning. Please stick around and just continue to pray. And we hope to see you all soon. Thank you.